Welcome back to the Duck Call Room. Phil's with us, and he didn't know that Si's been...
And we got a special guest.
Yeah, Si's been...
Jordan!
Going monocle
Jordan.
For a month.
I'm back.
One eye glass. So we got Jordan Summit in the house.
Sir. Thank you for having me.
For a special time, because Martin...
Martin's on the road.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Martin was supposed to be here, and he was like,
am I going to have to...
Go for it.
He's on the road. He just texted me. He's on the road.
He went duck hunting this morning.
Yeah, and he could have been here on time.
Yeah, he did.
Too many ducks.
Is it open in Arkansas?
I don't know.
Because I know it's closed in Louisiana.
Yeah, he drove to Arkansas this morning.
Okay.
Killed some ducks.
Yeah, I didn't want to make sure I didn't. I was like, wait a minute, is it even open? Because then it'd be illegal.
Martin is by the book.
I don't know who keeps putting my mic down.
I don't either, but.
Yeah. They always do. It's always sitting on the thing. I had like this, boys. All right, now, we're back.
We're ready.
All right.
Now we're ready
to go.
Did you go hunting this morning?
No, I went hunting yesterday.
And you're just still wearing the same clothes?
Yeah, well, I just got up this morning. That's what I feel. You know.
You've kind of turned into a deer hunter.
No, I not.
What I've heard.
It was great. It was great.
You like the transition? Has it been good to you?
Yeah, we messed up because we're sitting there, and it's about 4:45. And a buck comes walking out of the edge of the woods. We're on the pipeline.
Just yesterday?
Yeah. So he comes walking out. And at first I said, ooh, that's a good one, because all I see is big white antlers coming out. Then when I look at him with binoculars close, it's a 4-point. He's got the brow tines and then he's a spike. But it actually comes way out, and my deer comes back and touches.
Really?
Yeah, about 3-year-old, He was a cull buck. We should have shot him.
But
we're watching.
Hey, who knows what he'll look like next year.
But we're watching him, and then he's in the woods, and Stone said, "Yeah, that was a cull buck. We should have shot him.
It was a cull buck."
And I said, "Well, wait a minute." I said, "Maybe he'll be bigger next year."
Phil, you seen any good cull bucks this year?
No, but Jordan knows what he's talking about. Right.
Yeah. Well, you got to stand the herd.
I mean,
you don't want, you don't want a bad antler deer.
Oh,
that's right.
Breeding the
management practices.
No.
You want like a 10-point, 8-point or 10-point.
Yeah.
And that's when he was a 4-point.
That's just deer hunter talk. We can talk about
that. We can talk deer hunter talk. I mean, I do have like 252 questions.
Well, hey, start asking one then.
Yeah, let's see it.
Take it. I did forget my computer this morning because I was in a rush. But I did remember my drink. But I have this fancy pen. Thanks for bringing that to us.
What are you drinking?
Coke Zero.
Coke. Oh, good grief.
I'm trying not to be fat, but I am anyway. It's falling apart here.
All right.
Well, Mickey says, hope you can get to my question. You were going to last time.
Mickey Mouse?
Before Si punched John David.
Nicky.
Mickey, I don't have your question anymore.
Mickey or Mickey?
Mickey Mouse had wrote us. God.
Well, I guess it's.
I'm getting excited.
What?
Yeah, Mickey and Minnie.
You're excited to be alive this morning. This is going to be great.
Hey, he can finally see.
I can finally see, son.
He can see.
It's a new life.
He's the bionic man. He got a new lung. He's got new eyes and some other new stuff.
Okay, so now that you have all this new stuff.
Yeah.
This person's name is weird, so I don't know. It's not pronounceable. If you could experience anything in the world, this is a very broad question. Any experience in the world, what would it be, Si?
Si wants to.
No. Very simple.
Flying.
No.
Falling.
Hey, that's going to happen because, hey, here's the best thing for you to have. You need to have a close relationship with Jesus.
You have that, though.
I know, and I love
it. Okay, so that's the answer.
Hey, that's it. Hey, I don't need nothing.
I was going to go safari, so now I feel like a loser.
It's always a given that you want a relationship with Jesus. So now you can say what else.
Yeah.
And what else?
And what else?
Okay, what else?
Be superficial for
flying.
Well, hey, look, I'm so... if you got a close relationship with Jesus, what else could you possibly need?
He came to give life abundant.
Hey, I'm telling you.
You're right.
No, because I got to throw this in there. I'll preach a great lesson on it. Okay, look, there is... Jesus came down. He left heaven and came down. And became flesh, for one reason. to bring us life, and not only just to bring us life, but to bring it to the fullest.
More abundantly.
Yes, abundantly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. New KJV.
Or to the fullest. But look, you can't even use the word, you know, because, you know, if you're with Jesus, you have a full life, okay? Without Jesus, I'm not even going to use the word life because, look, without him, all there is darkness and evil. I had to say that. Al preached a great lesson on it the other day at church. Okay, so what now? Hey, I'll stop preaching.
Well, you don't have to.
For now.
For now.
For now.
We'll be back next second.
Now, what was right, the question? What now? What was
any
the
experience?
Any experience
in the world? Like, do you want to go to the Super Bowl? Do you want to go ride an elephant? Do you want to go scuba diving?
No, I brought this up on an earlier podcast, way back there. I want to ride a giraffe.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
There are no wrong answers.
Look, to be fair.
No, they got them two knobs on the side of their head, the top of their head.
Is that how you would ride him, though?
No. Yeah, I want to ride him right there, right behind his ears, and I'll hold on to the two knobs.
Jordan?
That might be kind of cool.
Where would you ride a giraffe?
Because, look, that will give me a bird's eye view now that I can see.
Didn't a kid, like, draw a picture of that?
That's right. Yeah, they did. It's somewhere in here. But anyway.
Somewhere in here.
No, a kid did draw a picture of me on top of a giraffe's head.
Ah.
Well, I bet you would if you could.
It's like on a big like riding a big crane.
You like?
Yeah, yeah. And hey, with that sucker, he's got them long legs. Hey.
He can get it.
Oh, he'd outrun a racehorse.
To be fair, now my experience is to watch Si ride a giraffe.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'd like to see how that turns out. For
that's
you.
Probably be the happiest
think
moment of my
much
life.
Fun that would be
watching you ride a giraffe.
No, especially if I could do it in Africa.
Well, you can anything want.
Hey,
very hypothetical situation.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, he did put that in there. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Anything in the world.
Hey. Well, that's the place I want to do it. I want to ride the tallest giraffe in the world in Africa.
If I had my computer right now, I would Google the tallest giraffe in the world.
Oh, he's up there. He's up there.
Real?
Like 25 feet?
I fed one.
Yeah.
One time. Nah, they ain't no 25.
I've never seen one.
Oh, they're huge.
Oh, I would say they're, they're up there about 25 feet.
How tall is a giraffe? I'm so
that's right. Google it, baby.
Google it.
Google it. Hey, Google it.
I rode a camel one time.
19 feet. You've ridden a camel?
Oh, yeah.
I rode a camel.
Double hump or single hump?
That's an important question.
Hey, that is a head. I'm serious.
It was a single.
Single?
Yeah. Not as cool.
Oh, no, I won't ride a double.
Still a camel.
Hey, because, hey, you got a backrest, too, with a double.
The built-in saddle, Jordan.
No, that's it. Hey, that's it.
I'm with him on this.
And look, them suckers can run. A camel.
They
have races in the desert all the time.
They stink.
Arabs, Ahab.
Yeah, they do stink.
And I would like to watch that right now.
Hey, Arab. His camel's named Clyde.
Arab,
that's Arab. That's right, Clyde.
With a camel named Clyde.
That's right, with a camel named Clyde.
And on that note, we're going to ride right into a break and probably not
break,
stop.
Let's ride Clyde into a break, baby.
And then we'll be back. I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award, as expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing we're
but
not.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Si could win because there was a lot of the movie about Si in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting for ends Sadie. May 24th and at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klofanawards.com to vote for the blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
Oh, hey, no, that, no, that's what.
Hold on.
No, no.
We're not rolling.
Oh, well, roll it.
Roll it. That's on him, yeah, not on me. You better rolling. Be rolling hey. When this man says funny no, no. stuff.
You just remind me. We need to have a giraffe race.
Oh, my goodness. I thought we were. Oh.
First step, find a couple giraffes.
That's right. Oh, no, not a couple. No, we won't have at least a real two. Deal.
Like 10?
They're gonna have we'll to call make it. Special, they're going to have to make special gates for them, though.
Si, what's
he has thought horse? About this no, no, hey, a lot.
Oh, no.
We'll get hey, Brewster
can't
to call it.
Horse gate. You got to have a giraffe gate.
And on giraffe number one, it's that's Uncle Si hey. Coming up on the inside.
I can just see him right now with him long stretch.
Do that for a living.
Yeah, and he won by a ear.
No, by neck.
No, by ear.
That's a long run.
Oh, no, because I'd be pushing his head forward.
All right. So hey. That our experiences hey, involved giraffes.
That's my experience. Ride a giraffe in Africa in a giraffe race.
In a giraffe race.
Not hey, just.
Being chased by crocodiles.
If somebody okay. made a cartoon of all the words you said, it would be the greatest like Saturday morning television hey. Show on earth.
Painting. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, let's get your nephew to paint that.
Somebody paint us that and send it.
Willie?
I need to say
a giraffe race. Oh. And hey, well, you look, you got to have, incentive.
I was
the crocodile's chasing your incentive. Yeah.
You can do anything yeah. when alligators right. chase.
Hey. That is true.
Hey.
All right, Si.
He said anything, anywhere. Right, what?
Next, you ready for the next question?
Yep, yeah. Ready, all right.
Do you want a Si medical question?
Oh, or do Si you want medical question.
A Duck Dynasty question?
I'd rather have the medical question.
Okay. Well, Kristen Bing. Simply asked, does Si have hemorrhoids?
Hey, can no, we? Can we? Let's no, vote but, on hey, it.
But my namesake, Silas Jason Robertson, does.
It was a bad
hold
deal.
On, hold on. Hold
take
on.
That, Jason. I just told the whole world you have hemorrhoids.
I remember a story from a long time ago that's about what, Vicks Vapor Rub being hey. A cure for hemorrhoids.
No, no. Look.
Is that true,
you told. No, you no. told.
I'm serious. We're in the duck blind.
He would eat it.
And we hear this. Oh.
Is it the dog Blue?
No, it ain't. It's Jace.
Oh. He's whining.
He said, well. Oh, my goodness. He said, my hemorrhoids are acting up.
Y'all, told y'all that?
Yeah, yeah. Keep that. Because we asked you, hey, what's all the moaning? What is wrong with you? He said, hey, my hemorrhoids are acting up.
It happens.
And I said, well, hey, I have the cure. You know, he said, what? He said, you don't have a cure. You know nothing about medicine. I said, hey, look. Yes, I do. I said, I have the cure.
Yes, I do.
I said, yes, boys. I do. I said, because, hey, I've had them before. I said, but I've got the cure, and I cured mine.
There you go, Kristen.
So, hey, Phil says, well, now you what's know. The cure? And I said, Vicks Vapor Rub.
And a lighter.
Yeah, no, no, you don't need a lighter. Hey, Vicks Vapor Rub is like gasoline. It has fumes.
Yeah. A okay, lighter, yeah. Vicks Vapor Rub, seven yeah. ice cubes.
So, look, they said, wait a minute. Cheeseburger. Phil said, wait a minute. Vicks Vapor Rub is like gasoline. It has fumes. He said, no, you don't want, no. He said, you want to do it because he said, I said, hey, look, I'm telling you. I said, you put Vicks Vapor Rub on the hemorrhoids, okay, and, you know.
And then throw the can away.
Cause that's right, throw the can again. Away, that's right.
Throw it all away.
That's right, throw it all away, you know. But, you know, Jason said, you know, and he was still over there moaning the rest of the day. I said, hey, just sit over and suffer, idiot.
Now, is this?
I said, I gave you the cure. You won't use it? Hey. Suffer.
Is this something that y'all used growing up in your family?
Hey, my mama used it as a cure-all for everything.
Put it on anything.
She would make him eat it out of a spoon, no, like no, for no. a headache.
Look, hey, sore throat? Hey.
There's a list of things that it takes care of.
Ew. Hey, look.
Sore throat ain't on there.
Well, yeah, it is.
Not to swallow it.
It may not be in the medical book, but hey, mom used it. Mm. Look, hey, a cold. Put it on your chest.
Yep. I, that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Use as a reference.
If the fumes, you're smelling it. All right. Mm-hmm. Cold's gone.
Done it.
Yeah. Sore throat, take a little bit in a teaspoon, swallow it. But I ain't talking about, you know, don't take a big bunch of it.
Mm. That'd be weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You only do that once.
Just enough to coat.
You put it like on a biscuit or something like that?
No, no. She just done put it in
the right spoon. Out of the spoon.
Yep. Is all.
That and casserole.
No, she put it on toast.
No, no, that and casserole. Hey,
eat your breakfast, son.
You put Vicks Vapor Rub in a casserole?
No, no, not a casserole. Castor oil.
Castor oil.
Okay.
That was the two cure-all. They'll cure anything. Okay. Mm.
To be fair.
No, I'm serious.
Sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
No, no,
about.
Mama, you kicking. Did. I'm telling you. It was old, you know. This is, you know, old remedies.
I think we need to put a disclaimer out there. Before using Vicks Vapor Rub, please read the bottle and as directed.
No, no, Phil was right.
Only use as directed. No,
Phil was right. You don't put it around your eyes.
Did not know where that was going.
You wouldn't put it around your eyes.
I wouldn't put it in any orifice.
Well, yeah, no.
Opening
no,
of
no.
the body.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, look.
Unless you got
it. Here's the deal. Okay, boys.
Here's the deal. Proven. If your hemorrhoids are acting up, they're hurting, okay, or itching, okay, or any of that, Vicks Vapor Rub will make it stop itching. It will make it stop hurting, okay, and it will, there's no pain. Now, there is a little burning at first.
So visit VicksVaporRub.com and use code Duck for 20%.
Go to flamethrower.com.
Well, no. Here's the
fumes.
Deal. Okay, here's my take on it. Let's use a little common sense.
Oh, we've lost common sense.
No.
You've got an ailment.
You've got an ailment.
This is true.
Amputated leg.
Okay. No. You've got an ailment. You've
broken
got something
bones.
That's bothering you. It's hurting.
Like a wasp sting.
Yeah, like a wasp sting.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, hey, look, what is it?
Where are we going with this?
Get dope popped by a wasp.
Purple tail wasp.
Okay. A person that chews tobacco or dip snuff, take it, put it on the wasp sting, and it'll take the pain.
I'd rather hurt.
That's just one of the old remedies.
Hey, can you spit that into my hand so that I can
well,
put that?
No. Hey.
Spit on my arm. Hurry, it's stinging.
No, I won't do that, but hey, here. Let me take my pocket knife out, cut you off a jaw, and you chew it, and then you spit your own.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the old remedies.
You know, my okay.
Did that answer the medical question?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
Kristen was just very curious.
Yeah, covered.
Came there you go. Yeah. All right, quick one from Chloe.
Chloe
asks, why did Duck Dynasty stop?
Because the people that were spending the money, we had made them enough, I guess. That's my answer.
I mean, also, it was 130 episodes. So, I mean, we were eventually about to just start filming.
Oh, we made them about $500 million. They could have made another $500 million, but hey. We said one word that they didn't like very much.
What word was that?
That was Jesus.
But that was in every episode.
Well, I'm just saying. Hey,
yeah.
I think everybody was happy when it ended. It wasn't.
Were
like,
you? Did you want it to keep going?
Me, I was having a blast. Okay.
Huh.
But you're gonna have a blast anyway.
Well, hey, that's my motto. If I can't have fun, guess what?
He'll be at the house.
He ain't coming.
That's interesting. I didn't know that you were like, hey, let's just keep on rolling with this.
That's it. Let's go with it, boys.
I thought everybody was kind of tired because, I mean,
that's
it was
kind of what I thought.
5 years of your life. And I don't know if,
hey,
I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
You were the star of the show. So I just figured you might have been like, okay, yeah, this was a good run.
No, I didn't know that because I don't watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I never did watch it.
The episodes with you were pretty good.
That's the funniest thing is we would record it every Wednesday night, and after church we'd get home, we'd watch it. Well, Si would come over. Okay, boys, what's going on? I said, Si, we watching Duck Dynasty. Sit down and watch it with us.
I'm gone.
I don't want to watch that junk. I have to live it every day. And he walks out.
I'm gone.
You know what's
funny? He wouldn't watch it.
Is my son, he was like 3 when all this was going on. He's now 14, and he watches it on YouTube and clips here and there. And the other day, he came up to me. He goes, "Dad, why don't they still do Duck Dynasty? That show was really good.
It was a pretty good show."
You said that. Look, we done a podcast the other day for treasures hunting, Femin. You know, this lady comes in, and she's one of the my assistants. I'm trying to find a new assistant, okay? And she's applying for the job. And she said, hey.
You didn't call me?
No.
But Johnny anyway, D.
This lady finally tells me, she said, hey, do you remember taking a picture with me when I was six?
Oh, boy.
And I said, no, darling, I don't. I said, you've grown since then. You know, she's probably, what, 18, maybe 21 now?
Yeah. Been a minute.
Yeah, been a few years.
It has been a while, but yeah, that's, well, here's the deal. If you like Duck Dynasty, we keep, there's Unashamed, there's this podcast, Duck Family Treasure. Mm-hmm. We're still throwing stuff out there. Yeah. Duck Commander, Buck Commander, that's YouTube.
Right. And I go content. Out of there once in a while to the people.
The people and speak. Tell a few stories from the road.
Tell a few stories and stuff.
All right. Yeah. Well,
so I'm still available.
I just learned something today, though, because I was like, I thought, you know, it had ran its course with everybody and everybody was tired and thought it was good to go, but Si would keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Hey, you heard it here first, people.
Long as they keep.
Oh, boy. Man's got a price tag on his time.
As long as they keep putting the green in his hand, I'm available.
Si, what are you doing? Getting tea ready?
Lemon packet.
He's on lemon packet number 3.
Hey. Well, he got off the juice, John.
I don't remember the lady that sent me these.
Oh, you've gotten tons of them.
I know.
Have you ever just popped one of those?
It was a lady that first done it.
Hey, give me one.
She said, my husband.
Oh, here we go.
We're going to try this out in Coke.
You don't know who's handling the lemons when you buy them.
It's just lemon powder.
This is lemon crystal.
I've never seen this.
Yeah, lemon crystal.
Crystal lemons. Do you want to eat one straight? Because it will get you. Anyways.
And it's actually good, and it's actually, what is the word? Sanitary.
Very sanitary, Jordan.
Very sanitary.
It's the most sanitary.
Individual pack.
I'm down to just ice. Anyway, I think I have a perfect question for Jordan Summit.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Boy.
Random. Fire. It's not a real name on his Instagram account, but he asked, pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Oh, no.
No?
No. I hate pineapple on pizza. I hate anything sweet on a pizza. Okay. Everybody got quiet when I said that.
No, I'm with you. I'm agreeing.
I don't like barbecue pizza. I'm a pepperoni, like sausage,
salted
bacon,
meat
like salted, salted meat, cheese, bread.
Do you think pineapple on pizza is an okay thing, Si?
Pineapple goes on an upside down cake.
That's right.
Wait, does it go on an upside down cake or underneath an upside down cake?
Well, I think you cook it underneath.
But then, okay.
It's upside down.
But it's upside down. So you don't put it on the top. You put it on the bottom, upside down. That's why it's called upside down cake.
It doesn't go on a pizza, though.
No, it doesn't go on a pizza.
It does not go on. I'm not Jordan on that. Ooh. Now, if you want to throw some jalapeno peppers, pepperoni, all kind of different cheeses.
That's good.
And then a little bit of hamburger meat, too, makes a good one.
And Si, people don't know it, but you like to brick your pizza.
That's right. And what that is.
Make it crunchy.
You don't take a brick and brick it. Okay.
And no good.
No good. You don't,
man.
You actually put it in the oven. You cook it once.
I'm awake now.
And then you take it out, and then you put it back in. You cook it another 5 minutes to give it a little
crunch.
On the
we call it well done.
Well done.
Well,
medium plus.
Break it.
Medium plus.
That's right.
I just ate one of those lemon packets, and now I feel like I can see through walls. but here's another question. And this one's actually super interesting to me. And I don't know that you've ever talked about.
Super interesting.
Jake Tyler emails in. I don't know if his name is Jake or Tyler, or if it's two friends.
Or it's Jake Tyler.
Or it's Jake Tyler. Or it's Tyler Jake.
Yeah. Or Tyler Jake.
One of those seven people emailed in.
TJ.
And asked, what was it like on the plane ride knowing you're going to Vietnam?
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a little heavy,
start with the letter greetings.
Yeah, greetings, Uncle Sam wants you. Yeah, I was in college, and I had three other brothers that was going to college with me, and they was always saying, you're too dumb to pass college. But that's another story. But anyway, you know, they had told me, well, hey, look, you better start studying. And I said, look, I'm majoring in party and minor and in women.
Uh-oh.
I don't have time to study. okay, because I'm too many. I'm chasing the women, and I'm partying too much.
Ladies, man.
That's right. I ain't got time for studying. But anyway, they said, well, hey, yeah, when you flunk out, when you go to Vietnam, you'll wake up. You know, so I didn't, okay. I quit, okay. I did one semester. Then I took all my finals, didn't care, okay. So look, finals are over. And I had told my brothers and their wives, because they had cooked me a bunch of meals while I was in college, that, hey, look, I'm working, so, hey, look, here's $100, go buy a bunch of ribeye steaks and, you grill them, So they did. So I come there, knock on the door. Nancy looks through the little peephole and says, have you checked your grades? And I said, no, I'm not interested in my grades. She worked in the registrar's office,
So she'd checked your grades.
Yeah, so she had seen my grades, Well, about 2 weeks prior to that, they had all jumped on me one night. We was overeating at Nancy's house. Tommy and Nancy was feeding me. And all my other brothers was there. So they jumped on me. You're just too dumb. You'll never make it in college and all that. And I said, no, it ain't because I'm too dumb, idiots. I said, I'm not interested in a college degree.
College ain't for everybody.
Yeah, no. So anyway, they kept on about dumb. So, Nancy said, hey, have you checked your grades? I said, Nancy, I don't care about my grades. I'm not coming back. She said, yeah, but you need to go. And I said, no, I don't. She finally opened the door. I said, are you going to let me in or not? So she finally let me in, sat me down with just chewing my rear end, royally. And she said, you don't really? I said, no, I don't care. I said, hey, I'm not coming back. She said, well, you just so you'll know, she said, you missed a average by 2 points. And I said, would you do me a favor? And she said, what's that? I said, tell my stupid three brothers that it's not because I'm too ignorant to pass, since I did pass.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And never even been to class.
Hey, would you do me a favor? What's that, Si? Can you go to Vietnam for me?
No. But anyway,
okay. Si, you didn't even want to go to college. Well, Your mom made you go.
No. My mother is the one that convinced me, okay? And I told her, don't waste your money. You and Dad worked too hard for it. She said, nope. She said, and I said, well, give me a reason. Why should I go? She said, because when you're 45 years old and digging ditches for a living, you can't say, well, Mom and Dad didn't give me an opportunity to go to college. She said, so, hey. She said, I said, well, all I'm going to do is party. She said, well, make it a big one. And I said, okay, Mom, I will. So for one semester, I partied. And then I said, bye. But as soon as I said bye, I went home. Guess what next mail, in the mail, what came? Uncle Sam wants you, Robertson.
So what about the plane ride?
Oh, no. Here's the deal. You got to think something. Okay, I take basic training, Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, I take AIT at Fort Lee, Virginia. We're graduating Fort Lee, Virginia, AIT. Okay, so they start naming names from A, and they get to R. Mm-hmm. Okay, Germany, Korea. Si Robertson, Vietnam.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Next man. Okay. Germany, Korea. And everybody looks and, good grief, Uncle Si. Good
grief. Only one that got picked in Vietnam.
No. Hey, who did you piss off? And I said, I don't know, but hey, I always knew I was going to Vietnam because that's all I heard when I was in college. My brother said, you better start studying and get some good grades or you're going to Nam. So look, but what's it like going to Nam? Well, guess what? The night before I'm fixing to get on the plane, me and my buddies, okay, and they're going to Nam too, mm-hmm. Or some of them I'd met, And guess what we do?
I got no idea.
The movie Green Beret was coming out with John Wayne.
Ooh.
So look, we go to the movies, okay. And I am literally watching this movie, and about to just, you know, have a bad time with my bowels.
Uh-oh.
Okay, watching this movie.
Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah, right. And then the next morning I get on the plane and I'm headed to Nam. You know, so it was a little scary, okay?
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So, but yeah, once you got there, then hey, there you go.
Hey, tell them about when you landed and you went into that airport in Alaska. Was it Alaska?
Oh, no. No, no. Look, you, Anchorage, Alaska, you had to fly over the mountains and then you had to do a deep descent coming in because it's in a valley. You know, so it's one of them, you know. Well, we land, they don't have any things that come out to the plane. They roll one out, you walk down the steps, and then go inside.
Welcome to the Army.
Yeah. Well, no, no. Look, I'm in khakis, short sleeve, okay, light, summertime uniform. It's 40 below.
Oh.
Okay, so I get off the plane, we walk, you know, and by the time I get in, you know, then when I get inside, it's warm, and you know how cold it was really outside, because you, golly. So look, I come walking around a corner. Of a, you know, the building. And when I walk around, here's a 14-foot grizzly bear like this. Like they had a heart attack. Because his claws, I'm telling you, the claws were about that long.
Did you run?
Did I run? I like to faint it.
What did the grizzly bear do?
He stuffed.
Just stood his ground.
He stood his ground.
No, no. Hey, it's a full-mounted grizzly bear that's about 14 feet high.
14 feet.
That's almost as tall as a female giraffe.
He couldn't stand.
I know that from earlier.
He couldn't stand in this building right here.
Wow. That's a big one.
They'd have to knock a hole in it and let him come on up.
Mm.
Oh, he's huge. You know, and I'm telling you. His claws were as long as that, sticking out. And then he had his mouth and his teeth looked about that long. Like that heart attack, boys.
I'm glad you didn't. All right. Well, before Si has a heart attack.
But
talking about,
Nam was scary riding to it.
For sure.
The unknown. I mean, the unknown scary.
And we thank you for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. Hey,
and we thank all our veterans out there. Mm-hmm. I think they all know we love them, but can't say it enough. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. All of his other pigeons died.
No, no, that was the craziest thing. Look, I hit this pigeon with a sailor, flat rock. Okay. And look, it hit his head, and it twisted it 180. And didn't kill him, and didn't break his neck.
Oh, boy. He's like an owl now.
It twisted his head 180 degrees.
And he kept throwing it up in
the air. No, yeah, I threw it down, and he would just, bam.
Discombobulated.
Yeah,
but now, because Si had a bunch of pet pigeons. Sorry, we were in a break.
No, no,
we were
look,
reading through 24, some of the
24 pigeons in the coop. Okay.
Just tell the whole story, sir.
25. No, no.
I'm going to sit back because this is hilarious.
No, no. Yo, here we deal. We lived about, we had three stores in our town. Okay. We had, one of them was actually wasn't a store. They just carried a few things. It was actually the mail.
The post office?
The post office. It was actually the
postal service.
Yeah, you know, but they did. They had little snacks and stuff and a Coke and all this in there that you could buy too. The other one was a real full-blown store where you could get groceries and all this junk. You
and
know.
Pigeons.
Yeah, you know, but anyway, in between the house and the stores, okay, and we had a tractor place that sold tractors. But that was downtown, two stores and a tractor place. In between the house and there was a old cotton gin that wasn't in the operation anymore. Well, we would always go in there, okay, and we'd find baby pigeons, you know, that had, you know, they laid their eggs, mom had hatched them, you know, and then we'd take them and raise them, you know. But anyway, also, it was a tin roof on that cotton gin. There would always be a bunch of pigeons on that tin roof. So every time we'd come by there, you know, be pigeon on top of the roof. Me and Phil look around, find us a rock, you know. And I found me what we call a sailor.
Sailor.
It was flat, you know. No wind resistance, okay. It was wing. They were like a plane wing. Okay, no wind resistance.
It would skip on water real good.
Yeah. Aerodynamic.
Skipper.
Aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic.
Yeah. Aerodynamic. So anyway, I find that and I said, "Uh-oh, boys." I said, "Today's the day." And Phil said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I found me a sailor." You know, he said, "Sailor." I said, "Yeah, flat." I said, "This thing's going no wind resistance." I said, "I'm gonna get one today." He said, "Well, hey, you throw first, you know, and I got my rock ready, and I'm gonna get me one." I said, "Oh no, there ain't gonna be no throwing first. I'm fixing to get one with this rock.
Ain't but one throw."
So hey, I took about three steps, and just there's about 25 pigeons on the roof. Well, hey, look, this thing is just like a incoming round. Well, when it starts the descent, you know, the pigeons are on the roof, you know, about 25 of them. They're getting, hey, it's starting this descent. It's picking up speed.
Getting nervous.
They're getting nervous now, the pigeons. Well, about 2 foot above them, they hit the air. Yo, 25, that's a bunch of them. They hit the air. Well, hey, that thing goes in the middle of them, and I see one doing this down the roof.
Got him.
Nailed him. Hey,
nailed him.
I'm about 100 yards away. Mm-hmm. But I was just like a bird dog, 100. Okay?
He threw a rock 100 yards. He also set a world record in javelin that day.
Yo, hey, he comes falling off the roof, and I catch him.
You ran 100 yards that fast?
Hey, that fast.
Wow.
I catch him, and I look at him, and I'm talking about, whoa, something don't look right about this dude.
He just got hit by a rock.
No, look, I got him at the back. I got his wings in my hand. His chest is facing forward, but he's looking at me. You know, so I had to do one of these numbers here. I had to go. I said, wait a minute. This pigeon, I'm looking at his chest now.
You knocked him sideways.
No. It hit him in the head, and look, it twisted his head.
But it didn't kill him?
No. It twisted him 180 degrees. Okay, I'm looking at his chest, and he's looking the other way. So I take him home, because I threw him up, and he there. Pick him back. So I pick him up, take him home, put him in the pigeon coop with the other 25.
Now it's time for pigeon rehab.
So look, me and my brother had a deal. Me and Phil had a deal.
Even better.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, he would feed and water them. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, okay, I would feed them.
Who fed them on Sunday?
So hey, look, it's Thursday.
No feed.
It's Thursday, so it's my day to feed and water them. So I wake up, go outside, start getting the water and putting it in there. And when I walk up to the pigeon coop, hey, there's dead pigeons and blood everywhere.
Mm.
There has been a massacre, okay? A mass murder has occurred last night. Okay, so I go in and say, Phil, he's what? I said, you got to come outside. And he said, no, you sure? I said, I know it's my day, but hey, look, there's something.
A bloodbath.
That happened last night. Come on outside and look. You know, what are we going to do? So he comes out, and I hadn't noticed it before. Okay, I was just overcome by all the blood and just a total massacre that had happened.
Feathers and blood.
Hey, there's one pigeon left. He's sitting on, we had little bars. He's sitting there, okay. His chest is toward us. He's looking the other way. Eagle survived. It's a long survival.
He never saw him coming.
He got behind
him. No, because me and Phil are looking at each other. He said, we got a lone survivor.
Uh-oh.
And I looked at him. I said, what do you think happened? I said, they killed 24. Why would they let him live? And he said, the only thing I can think of, he said, hey, you got to go back to Robert Redford starring in
Jeremiah Johnson.
Jeremiah Johnson. He said, remember the old lady that lived up in the canyon? Talking about the Indians were scared of her because, hey, she wasn't right in the head, so evil spirits, you know? And you got to admit, hey, pitching, you know, Eagle's different. You know, reason they didn't mess with him, boy.
The cats were talking to each other. What about that one up on the up
don't
there?
Right, tell him. Me, we're going to kill him. Tell me, oh, no, evil spirits, boy.
No, I think that he just saw him coming from behind.
That's right. Plus, you can't sneak up on him.
Well, you know he didn't fly away.
They probably tried the old, I will come from the back. Tell me, no, that wasn't civil. He saw us, boys.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my.
Or maybe he never saw anything.
Well, hey, maybe so.
I laugh at that story just as hard as the first
Eagle,
time I heard
evil,
it.
Old Eagle survived, boys.
Chuck Myers sent that question in, and we hadn't. Ty's told that story on the podcast, but if you're new to the podcast, you hadn't heard it, and that is.
That was the prettiest pigeon.
I've never heard that story.
Hey, look, he was beautiful, had his beautiful color, dark color, and then he had a white head, just like a bald eagle. That's the reason I named him Eagle. He had a bald, he was white.
It was backwards, but it was white.
Yeah.
It was white in the back.
You never going to sneak up on the back of Eagle.
Oh, yeah. We had like 10 people listen to this podcast till he told that story, and then we took off.
Hey.
Oh, that is so funny. I don't think we can top that.
Oh, Eagle's hard to beat.
And hard to kill.
Hey, he lived to be a ripe, I mean, you know, you're talking about an elder.
How old
he is he? He probably lived to be 22 years old.
No.
Really?
Upstairs. I took good care of him.
Good grief. You know?
And hey, the cats wouldn't mess with him. They same way.
If he lived to be 22, you went to Vietnam and came back, and he was still alive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, long life, boys.
You should have
mounted him. Longevity.
Longevity.
If we had an Eagle the Pigeon mount, oh, man. Because, I mean, if you put pigeon dies.
I should have, but I couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. Well, you know.
No.
Good pigeons are hard to come by.
Oh, the best one was, here's another one.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Hold on.
No. We're going to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Right. And the break's going to be this fast. And we're back. Okay.
We're back. No. What was
there
you
was
want,
a break
what
there,
were
but
you
there
want
was
to say? We ready?
Yeah, I never stopped.
Look,
I just said the word break.
Mama, okay, she finally talked, Daddy. Okay, we got to have a new couch. Yeah. So he finally relented and gave off the cat because, hey, my dad was so tight, he squeaked when he walked.
But he didn't laugh out loud.
Well, no, he didn't laugh. But anyway, so he finally, Mama said, hey, we got to have a new couch this time. I'm sick of it. So we get a brand new couch.
We
was always bringing home.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Hey, who's this?
Martin.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Hey, Big Daddy. Martin.
Y'all started without me.
You missed Eagle the Pigeon retold.
Eagle?
Hey. But anyway, let me finish the story.
Finish your story.
Mom had talked Dad into buying a new couch. Okay, so we throw this piece of junk that we'd have for 40 years probably. Throw it out, okay? Bring in a brand new, and I think it was actually pink. I'm pretty sure it was
pink
actually
couch.
Pink. But anyway,
couch?
We bring it. So look, we've always had some kind of animal as a pet. Pigeons. Cat squirrels.
Raccoons.
Awesome.
Okay, but anyway, we had a little cat squirrel as a pet. Well, guess what the first thing he does.
I don't like where this is going.
Oh, no. Yep. When we get our new couch.
He makes himself at home.
Oh, yeah. No. And we, you know, we were sitting on it and hearing it and wasn't paying attention. Every once in a while you hear one of the springs. You know, wasn't paying no attention. Anyway, this cat squirrel is in there. He'd done gnawed a hole in the bottom. It was plywood on the bottom. He had gnawed him a hole through it so he could get inside. Then he had been pulling cotton out of the cushion. Okay, and he had him a nice, big, fluffy nest made with that cotton. Well, Mama sat down in it one time, and hey, right there where she sat was a spring.
On her new couch.
On the new couch. And it stuck her in her behind.
Uh-oh.
Okay, she jumped up yelling, okay. You know, we finally picked it up because it was one of these that you could make into a bed. You know. So she lifted it up. We looked. Here's all these bare springs sticking up. You know. You know, Little did anyone know, my mother is country girl. She can shoot.
Uh-oh. She shot him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right there in the house?
Oh, yeah. 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 That squirrel died.
So y'all had...
That squirrel died, then we skinned him and fried him up.
Yeah, I was about to say, I know you ate him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's my favorite wild game. He ain't going to waste, Jack.
Please tell Jordan about your dad not laughing out loud. Can you tell him that?
No. Look.
We got time, John David?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. My father, okay?
I've never
heard this.
Oh, I love this.
I've never heard this.
If you've ever seen anyone have a epileptic fit...
Epileptic.
Yeah, they shake. They shake.
Oh, seizures.
Yeah, seizure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a machine. At
so
the
anyway, moment. Hey, we're watching TV. Okay. Two people that we never miss was Red Skelton. Okay, and then Groucho Marx. They had both had a show on TV in the '60s. So we're watching Red Skelton. Okay, and it's Christmas time. So Red Skelton, I don't know what the name, whatever his name was in the skit, you know, it's Christmas time. He comes walking out from the right of the stage. Curtains are drawn back. He's walking, and look, he's about to fall down. He's got, his arms are full of presents, you know, wrapped presents. And he literally is not even walking. He's going toward his knees, and he's laughing. You know, he's about to lose it because he's fixing to do something. Everybody knows something's fixing to go on here. So he comes out. When he gets center stage, he goes, starts to go to his knee in the secretary, and she is a good-looking thing. Okay, and got a tight dress on, and look, she's walking, and they're playing the strumper, the stripper beat. She's walking, yo, and she comes up to him and says, Mr. Cadilla Hopper or whatever he was.
Cadilla
Hopper. You know. Hopper.
But anyway, she said, hey, I need the keys to your car. We've got more presents. I've got to go back to the office and get. Well, he has to get up off his
John
knees.
John David.
Yo. Know, and he's like this, and he's got the packages, and he said, the keys are in my pocket. You know. Well, she runs her hand down in his pocket. And she said, oh, I feel so crazy doing this. Yeah. And he says, he barely can't even say it. He said, feel a little further, baby. You'll feel nuts. Look, the next thing you hear is, the next thing you hear is, you hear a big thud. Mama comes running in. Dad is on the floor. Okay, he's shaking violently. He's got crocodile tears coming out of his eyes. And he ain't making a sound.
What you say?
Okay, he's not making a sound. He's laughing, but there's no noise coming out. She runs out and says, James, are you all right? She's bending down on her knees. Tell me, you okay? He's lost it, okay? He's gone. He's laughing. He ain't going to quit. Yeah.
That's the seizure story.
And that's the seizure story. My father never laughed out loud.
You never heard him laugh out loud?
No. Yeah. You think he's having some kind of seizure. He'd literally be, his eyes would literally be running water. He'd be shaking, just convulsing like, yeah.
We've lost control in the duck call.
Lost control. We ain't
seizures like in today's time. We might like that. Might be a diagnosis.
Oh no, you would have. Hey, a doctor would have probably gave him a shot or something. You know. He never laughed out loud. And look, my brothers, Tommy was the same way. Tommy never laughed out loud. You would never hear Tommy go, ha, ha, ha.
I was going to say, I never saw Tommy smile in the time that I knew.
No, I'm serious. That's about all you got at him. You tell the best joke ever and Tommy about Tommy. You might get a little grin out of him. That's it.
Well, thanks for joining us. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was good.
That's hilarious. TV was apparently different back then, is what I learned today.
Oh, yeah.
Si,
Them was the great TVs.
You are pure gold, my friend. Well, we hope you're having a happy holiday season, wherever this finds you. Christmas, New Year's, we're around that time. So hopefully you gather with friends and family and just celebrate the fact that Jesus
came.
What
are you going to leave us with, JD? Biblical.
I got you something.
He was getting
got something real special.
Luke 1:46. Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. The Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name." Amen. That was the mother of our Lord and
Amen.
Savior.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks for joining us. See y'all next.
See you next year?
Next May year. Who knows?
Be filled with laughter.
Yeah, well, mine was today. Good gracious. I got to find my hat. See y'all.